All right, turn if you will in your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Well, this will be a short message, won't it? Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. We're going to talk about the praise of God and the provision of God and the promise of God. It says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the blessings that you give us each day. And Lord, we so much are thankful for the blessings we have right now in our church and in this country. Lord, as you just continue to bless us and guide us, that we may follow your perfect will. We give you praise, for it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen. Teddy talked about this Wednesday night, I believe it was, in our devotional time. Christianity, I believe, is a singing religion. James 5:13 says, "Is anyone happy? Let him sing praises." You know, I just like to sing praises, songs, little songs that, you know, that I can just burst out with. And I don't know the whole song, but just sing a chorus or a line of it. And sometimes I sing it over and over again. But Paul was happy. I believe he's so happy. And in 3 through 14, we have an outburst of his praise for God. In 3 through 6, we see that he praises the Father for his perfect plan. You know, God has got a perfect plan. And it's just right for our lives. If we'll look for it and if we'll follow it, he will show us that plan. And I hope and pray that you are in his will. Now, to be in his will, we've got to follow his will for our lives and do what, obey his word. And if you will obey his word, I believe he will, if you'll ask him, he'll show you his perfect will for your plan in life. Now, he burst forth praising the Father, and then he burst forth praises the Son for his perfect purchase of our lives. And then he praises the Holy Spirit for the power of God in our lives in 13 through 14. And it reminds us, or reminds me, of that old hymn that we sing so many times, "Praise God through whom all blessings flow. Praise him all creatures here below. Praise him above the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost." You know, so let's praise him for the blessings that he has given us in verse 3. And we see immediately Paul says, here is the cause of the blessings. Paul praises God because God is the one who has blessed us. Look what it says. He has blessed us. That sums up all of the blessings of God in our life. Now, you think back over the day or the week or the year or your life, how God has blessed you. Especially, I can remember coming to Christ and how God has changed the direction of my life. And, you know, I just praise him for that. This shows me his love, his perfect love for me in these blessings. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God so loved me. He so blessed me with his plan of salvation that he gave it to me through his Son, Jesus Christ. And it says the expression of God's love takes the form of a cross. God so loved the world that he gave his Son to die on the cross of Calvary. Now that's the God we love. That's the God we ought to worship. That's the one who gave us his only begotten Son. Now folks, if you love God, you ought to praise God for all of those things and worship God. Praise him, the one who gave us his Son. It speaks of not only the cross, it speaks of a great sacrifice. The blessings of God was a sacrifice of Jesus Christ, but it was also a sacrifice from the Father to give His Son for you and I. The Bible says, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Now, that's the cause. The channel of the blessings, He's blessed us what? In Christ Jesus. Christ is the very point where God's love reaches down to us. God in human form. He so loved us that He gave His Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus says, I'm the very express image of God, the invisible God. And so many people today want to just bypass Jesus Christ altogether, and they miss God altogether in doing that. The only way we can come to God is through His Son, Jesus Christ. And Paul speaks of Christ as that channel in which we receive the blessings. He said, in Him, He just burst out. Look at what it says. He's faithful. He has chosen us. He's redeemed us. All of those things there. He's adopted us. He's sealed us. He has done all of those things. Everything flows through Jesus Christ, God's Son. Through all of those things, He's blessed us tonight. Paul speaks of Him as the channel of all those blessings. And it also speaks here when it says the cause, not only is it a channel of the blessings as a Son, Jesus Christ, but He's also, you know, He's that unity between God and His Son, Jesus Christ. God was in Christ, it says over in 2 Corinthians 5, it says, in Christ reconciling the world to Himself. You see, God's perfect plan for our life was His Son, Jesus Christ. And He is the way. When Adam and Eve was put in the Garden of Eden and they were walking with God and they were having fellowship with God, I don't know how that was, but I know how it is when we have fellowship with God. When we walk with God and we're praising God, I think the men that went on that trip enjoyed not only the fishing, I think they enjoyed the fellowship of each other's company because they were in Christ Jesus, you see. And I believe as a church, when we unite together in God's, in that unity, in that fellowship, we see the love that not only God has for us, but we have for each other. But when Adam and Eve sinned, that literally punctured, I believe, God's heart. And what flowed from there was the love for Calvary, that He would send His Son, Jesus Christ. You see, and that's the necessity in finding God as our Lord and Savior. We must go to our Lord through Jesus Christ, His Son. I said 90% last week, I believe, or maybe the week before last, 90% of Americans believe in God. But which God do they believe in? I've been told, well, preacher, I see God in the sunset. I see God in the flowers. I see God in the rain. We sing about that. But, you know, that 90%, if they see God in the sunset and the flowers, they still have no time for His Son. And it makes me wonder about our relationship with His Son. If we only see God in the sunsets and we never worship Him, many of our people, you know, they have a private God that they like to call on in emergency cases. When we're sick, when we have a loved one that's sick, or we know someone that we need help at that time, we call on God and say, God, would You bless me? And then, you know, when we're through with that blessing, well, we put Him back on the shelf and say, you know, we'll call on You when we need You again. And we don't worship Him like He wants us to. You know, we ought to praise God and worship God for all the blessings and the plan of God through His Son, Jesus Christ, every single day of our lives. And that is what's been come so close to me through the blessings of these guys and through the last few weeks and through the last few months as we I've seen different things happen. You know, we know nothing. We know nothing of cross-bearing. We know nothing of repentance. The world today don't want to repent. They just want to be able to call on God when they need Him. Most church members know nothing of stewardship. You see, we want God to bless us, but we don't return those blessings to Him. We certainly don't know a whole lot about persecution in this country. You know, sacrifice, we don't like that as a part of our religion. We want God to bless us and keep us and show His love towards us, but we don't want to really worship Him and praise Him. And He says, I want you to bless me. I want you to praise me. And that's what Paul was doing. And then he says, the blessings are spiritual. We have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly realm, with every spiritual blessing. The heavenly realm is where Christ is, where He is enthroned. He sits at the Father's right hand, where believers are seated with Christ. Did you know that if you are born again, that you are saved, you are a child of God? Do you know you're just as good as in heaven right now? Did you know that? Where believers are there with Christ, we face everything this world has thrown at us. And if you read over in Ephesians, you see that hell's war against us is there. And that's the reason we need to put on these blessings in our life and a prayer. Prayer is something that we have no idea about. No idea about. All we like to pray, just maybe 5 minutes a day, and that's enough. But God says we are blessed with all spiritual blessings, and I believe the key to receiving those blessings is through prayer. After you read Ephesians, he talks about all the unity and the love and the family. And the last chapter, he says, above all, you know, put on the whole armor of God. And he talks about prayer, where we pray and we seek God's face. And we, as we seek God's face, you find His will for your life. And you come closer to Him. We must remember that Paul was a childless, homeless man who had very little, but spiritually, he was a millionaire, wasn't he? He was a millionaire. And you know, I think we are too. If we know Christ and we have all the spiritual blessings, and at death, when death comes, we talk about death, it's coming, it's going to be here. It's appointed to the man, the Bible says, wants to die. The spiritual heaven will give way to the literal heaven right now. And the benefits we receive there, oh, so far outnumbered because there's no sin there. The blessings of God are ours to claim. Ours to have. He says God has blessed us with them. And let me tell you, the last thing, they are sufficient. And the question comes, how much has God given us? He says every spiritual blessing in Jesus Christ, in the Holy Spirit, and through the Word of God, He has given us everything that we need for life and godliness in our lives. 2 Peter 1:3. We have all of these things in Christ Jesus. Kind of like the lady who was a wealthy lady. Her son had sent her saving bonds all his life and put them in her account, and she didn't know what they were. And when she died of starvation and all the wealth that was around her, and you know, I think most of us would do the same, for James tells us, we have not because we ask not. People will say, well, preacher, I wish, you know, God would do this in my life and do that in my life. And I automatically want to think, have you prayed about that? Have you asked God about that? Are you seeking God's face about that? I believe God has a perfect plan for our life. I believe He has a purpose for our life. And He is sufficient to meet every need that we have. Jesus says we must keep on asking, keep on seeking, and keep on knocking till the door is open. You know, prayer is worship. We just praise God. Lately, I've been sitting aside in my quiet time just praising God, thinking about prayer, asking God to show me this and that about the way to, I'm supposed to do things different. And you know what? That's the work of God. We worship and we work, and then we do warfare. The old devil always wants to cause us trouble. You know, a lot of Christians won't pray because they just don't know how powerful prayer is. They never get into praying more than just thanking God for the food or to lay me down to sleep at night. But when we seriously think about prayer, we won't dabble in it. We'll do it. We'll get our lives right with God. Most of us need to learn to live in prayer. Confess our sins on a daily basis, you know, and develop our faith in Christ Jesus. And test our motives. Y'all know what an anvil is? Our younger generation probably don't know what an anvil is. Most of us in here tonight are not our younger generation, but an anvil was used by a blacksmith. And they heat up the metal and they put it on there and they fashion that steel to something that's useful. Have you ever watched that show Forged by Fire? How many of you have seen that on television? I like that, you know, because they actually take something and make something and create something. Well, that's what they're doing on that anvil. They're taking that piece of metal and they're forging out something that's usable. Prayer is that anvil upon which we slowly are fashioned in our lives into Christ's image, where God can take this old life that's not worth anything and make it useful for Him. You see, just like it is, it's not worth much. But you let Christ come in. You let the Holy Spirit move in your life, and that is a treasure room, you see, where we are given what God wants us to have. Are you satisfied with what God has given you? Have you praised Him today for what He's given you? There's no easy path. There's no easy path. I've looked at the Scripture and I've read it, and you know, you've got to spend time in it. You've got to pray. There's no easy path. But to those who stay there on their knees as a soldier of God, they will be blessed beyond measure. Do you want God's perfect plan for your life tonight? It's work, isn't it? You want the provisions of God? He's blessed us already. If you are saved, you've been sealed with the presence of the Holy Spirit, He has blessed you with everything you need in life. Why don't we have it? The promise is there. My grace is sufficient. My word is sufficient for everything we have. Oh, it'll be so great when the church gets on fire enough to stay on their knees before God to hear His voice. Have you heard it lately? This week, I challenge you. Spend time in prayer. Write down on your paper some things you really want to see. You know, we always want to see so-and-so saved. We also want to see so-and-so healed. But we don't go and witness to so-and-so. Ask God, Lord, let me be an instrument for your will to win so-and-so to Christ. Are you willing to do that? If you're not willing to do that, why should you ask someone else to be willing to do it? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your blessings. God, we thank you for blessing us tonight with so much right here in this church that we couldn't even start to count the ways that you blessed us. But God, so many times I feel like we don't say praise to you for it. And so many times we don't give you the glory for it. Lord, I thank you for this church. And I pray as we meet every Sunday, we will come expecting people to be saved. And we'll give you the praise. For it's in your precious name we ask these things. Amen.